This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The article's on Infowars.com and instantly went up on DrudgeReport.com. But this is what the Brits do. Watson's British shows Charlie Skelton of The Guardian. They water down the sensational stuff. They showed up. They were in his hotel room 25 minutes at 1 a.m. Then they made him come outside. And then, you know, we're doing all this to him, shining lights in his face. It was like a 45-minute interrogation. And you read the article, Guardian journalist gets midnight raid by Bilderberg police. It was like a scene from Stalag 17. The security lockdown surrounding the 2015 Bilderberg Group conference reached a new intensity last night when London Guardian journalist Charlie Skelton received a midnight visit. No, it was a raid from police who entered his hotel room, not just his hotel, demanded to see his papers after they'd already seen them 30 minutes before, and took him outside, doesn't say that, and inspected his vehicle while shining a searchlight in his face. And then it goes over to it. Add to this armored vehicles roving around. We need to add that to the article. I know Paul wrote it fast, did a great job, but this is a big deal. We need to add the photo of the armored vehicle for journalists, all of it. What do you think they're freaking out so bad about, or is this Bilderberg more important than others because they're getting ready to start World War III with Russia?
You know, I think they're concerned with the advanced technology. I really think they're worried about perhaps somebody bugging the room. I think that they're panicking now because even though they can't hide with social media, with independent news agencies, alternative media like you becoming so popular, they have some serious questions to answer. And they're going to look bad no matter what. People are going to wonder, wait, so this has been going on for 60 years. How come I haven't heard about this? And in part of my past activism, I would call up to the top radio talk show hosts, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly when he was on the radio, Glenn Beck, Alan Colmes, etc. And I would just ask them, well, first of all, they would never take the call about the Bilderberg Group, so I'd have to feed them a fake question about one of the current events of the day. And then when I was live on the air, I would ask them in a nice way, or start off nice at least, some of the future calls were a little more accusatory, about the Bilderberg Group, just asking them, hey, can you tell everybody about this, you know, Bilderberg Group and what they do? And all of them were just playing dumb. And so you can't tell me that these top-rated talk show hosts that have their, you know, finger on the pulse of politics around the world don't know and haven't known for decades.
But it was worse than that, because I've heard the calls, we played them here. They would go, oh, shut up, conspiracy kook, nut, that's Mark Dice. They knew they would call you conspiracy kook when they heard the word. They were saying it didn't exist.
Yeah, now we have footage. We have smoked them out of their holes or published their tax returns. You know, when Hillary was running for president back in 2008, somebody approached her at a campaign event in New Hampshire and asked her what happens at the Bilderberg Group and took the video. It's on YouTube. I'm sure that you've seen it. Much of your audience maybe saw the video. And she said, I don't know what you're talking about. So here we have another lie. We have one of the most powerful women in the world, again, who lived in the White House, husband, former president, just simply doesn't have any idea.
She was at Bilderberg. She was at Bilderberg in 2008.
And Jim Tucker reports that she was at Bilderberg back in the 90s as well. And so we have no politicians, with the exception of Ron Paul and his son Rand Paul. Nobody has mentioned the Bilderberg Group, with, I guess, the exception of a guy named John Rarick from the House of Representatives back in 1971, who entered in the congressional record.
Well, that shows how powerful it is, Mark, that they will not talk about it.
It's you're not allowed to have to be curious or to have any questions about 100 of the most powerful men, intelligence agency officials, media executives, reporters, military brass, meeting in a hotel with privacy fences set up for 3 days that's evacuated And just this is why it costs $1 million to put on this conference every year, because they have to compensate the hotel for the loss of revenue, because hotels could have hundreds, perhaps 1,000 rooms, and nobody is allowed in there except for the 100 or the 100.
Mark, we got to get you on for a full hour to break down your new book soon. Amazing. And another full-hour interview just to play highlights of the most insane stuff said by fascist, brainwashed, zombie worshiper, globalist minions that we call liberals. Thank you so much, Mark Dice. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Bilderberg 2015. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
We're about to be talking to Larry Klayman with big breaking news until the bottom of the hour. Then, 11-year-old boy kidnapped by CPS. Parents accused after he played in the backyard alone for 90 minutes. I mean, when I was 6 years old, I was running around the neighborhood. Now it's your backyard you're taking away. And there's no law. It's just that any state calls it neglect. We've got London Guardian reporters being raided at 1 a.m. at their hotel rooms in Austria for daring to cover the Bilderberg Group. It is getting crazy. And that's all coming up at the bottom of the hour. One of my favorite actors has died. Christopher Lee, just an amazing actor. Here's the headline. Christopher Lee, an actor of muscular intelligence with a staggering career. When Mr. Klayman leaves us, I'll talk some about that briefly. Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, is known for his strong public interest advocacy in furtherance of ethics in government and individual freedoms and liberties. During his tenure at Judicial Watch, he obtained a court ruling that Bill Clinton committed a crime, the first ever lawyer to have done so against an American president. Larry became so famous for fighting corruption in the government and for legal profession that NBC hit drama series West Wing created a character after him. His character was played by, and it just goes on, and I'm not going to break it all down, but freedomwatchusa.org, he's one of the most demonized people out there because the documents he gets, the research he does, is so amazingly piercing and accurate over and over again. We have now entered complete insane asylum level with this government and this Justice Department and their persecution of the Tea Party, veterans, gun owners, filmmakers like Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, they can indict a ham sandwich. Republicans are basically going along with all of it. At the leadership level, Paul Ryan won't even, he says the TPP is public, but then admits it isn't. Very Orwellian. But Mr. Klayman is on, as a WorldNet Daily article, two members of Supreme Court targeted by U.S. spies. There's been some leaks and a lot of speculation that the Supreme Court's sudden change towards, being pro-gun a few years ago to now ruling against guns just last week in a San Francisco case really illustrates that they're being blackmailed. And see, that's the problem with having a compromised president or anybody. They can be blackmailed. Look at Dennis Hastert. And so he's got some amazing information on this and other scandals. But if anybody can bring out the scandals that can maybe stop these people, it's Larry Klayman. But first, let me thank you for coming on and thank our listeners for supporting him and his important work and supporting one of the bravest people out there. But the overall climate, is Obama in trouble? Is he backing off? Is he more emboldened? He seems to be more emboldened, but everything he does falls apart. Kicking out our allies in Egypt, putting basically Al-Qaeda in, caught running ISIS. I mean, it's so villainous, Larry Klayman, that I can't even believe it. He makes Bill Clinton look like an angel cake. And I know the Clintons kind of run Obama to a certain extent. What is going on? I mean, what's next? What's the next shoe to drop, Larry Klayman?
So backing up, Alex, you're absolutely right. I mean, we live in an age, not just the degradation of society, but the people who are running this country have not served this country. In fact, they behaved in the case of Obama, in a traitorous way. We are really up against the wall internationally in what's happening, particularly in the Middle East with ISIS and Israel and the efforts to destroy Israel's ability to be our major ally there. Domestically, we're pushing towards a socialized economy. We're already there. And we've got all these scandals on top of everything else. And one of the biggest scandals, of course, over the last few years has been the NSA scandal. You alluded to that in the beginning of your introduction, where the NSA and other intelligence agencies have access to all of our telephonic metadata, to our internet communications, to our social media contacts, and they have the ability to blackmail almost anybody they want. The reality here is that these agencies are in control of this country. Somebody may even be behind them. But Obama, they let him do his little socialist thing and do whatever he can to destroy Israel and further Muslim interests in the Middle East. But they're playing a much bigger game here. And sometimes they likely return favors to each other. And that may help explain some of the bizarre Supreme Court decisions we've had and other kinds of rulings. We do know, and it's a matter of public record, that the intelligence agencies have actually penetrated the email and telephone communications of even judges in this country and representatives and senators. So we live in an Orwellian state. Judge Richard Leon made that finding on December 16, 2013, when he enjoined the NSA.
Yeah, by the way, I should have added that you had one of the first and only victories against the NSA in a case you brought and argued. So I also forgot to add that you're a top constitutional lawyer. Sorry.
Thanks, Alex. And that's the stakes that we have here. We're living under the sword of Damocles. It's ironic that we have this issue in Syria. That's where it came from. And if you step out of line, if you criticize the government, if you take strong action, The government wants you to know that they can retaliate and destroy you.
And all we're trying to do, cut and dry, is save the country. No one can debate shutting down our power plants will bankrupt us. No one can debate opening our borders outside of law and saying everything's free will bankrupt us. No one can debate the war on families is happening. I mean, it's like we have Hugo Chavez on acid running the country.
You're right. Now, you know, there are good people in government, but they're not the people in control. And if there are good people in government, and I know a few, you have to work with them to try to change things. And we've had good judges over the years, a couple of them. Judge Richard.
There are a lot of good people. So, I mean, what percentage would you say are good side, bad side?
Well, I would say 90% are bad, at least. Probably that's a conservative figure. Either bad in the sense that they're acting in a malevolent way for their own interests, like, you know, McConnell, Senator Majority Leader McConnell in the Senate. He lines his pockets along with Karl Rove on the Republican side. And on the Democrat side, you have Nancy Pelosi and company lining their pockets. So the bottom line is that we don't really have any representation in Washington. And that's why I have to do what I do in my little way at Freedom Watch and before that at Judicial Watch. And you do what you do, Alex, because we have to wage a peaceful new American revolution here. And we have to put our foot down. And whatever it takes to do that, whether it's bringing lawsuits against the NSA or bringing lawsuits, racketeering lawsuits against Hillary Clinton for selling waivers to Iran in exchange for contributions to the Clinton Foundation. I have a case down in Southern District of Florida right now.
I'm no constitutional lawyer, but being in the State Department, taking money from foreign states to then unblock weapons transfers to ship weapons, I mean, that sounds like a James Bond villain.
It does. And challenging him on immigration, I have a case for Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his executive orders. It's in the District of Columbia. We also intervened in the Texas case by filing the amicus briefs. We have to cover the waterfront. We have to use whatever tools we have. Because with this power of these intelligence agencies to intercept our telephone messages, our email communications, our social media contacts, our founding fathers, they had lived under this. In 1776, if George III, I'm not talking about Bush, I'm talking about King George III, had these powers, they wouldn't have made it to Philadelphia. They would have been picked up, arrested, and executed before they got there. So it's almost impossible to wage a revolution today like our founding fathers did. We have to use whatever means we can. Peaceful nonviolence, a la Martin Luther King, a la Nelson Mandela, a la Walesa in Poland. And use our legal system and hope that we find those good judges and others who will put their foot forward. That's what we have.
Well, you're involved in so many trailblazing things, but let's get into two members of Supreme Court targeted by U.S. spies. Tell us about that, Larry Klayman.
Well, we don't know much about that. All we know is that the intelligence agencies have been getting into their records. I don't know for a fact whether they've been blackmailed or not, but the potential is there. And when you see the decision at the end of the Obamacare analysis a few years back, where the Chief Justice all of a sudden flipped at the end. And in fact, his decision was incomprehensible. First, he says it isn't a tax, the Obamacare. And then he says it is, and he sustains it as Congress's power to tax. You have to really wonder what's going on. And that's why it's good to expose these things, because, you know, fundamentally, the Chief Justice, I hope this time he rules differently, but he has not played it straight. And that destroys confidence in our court system.
It sure did. I mean, anybody knows Obamacare is not constitutional. It's not enforced universally. The whole thing's a fraud. They change it all the time. I mean, it's just a monstrosity.
Absolutely. And, you know, a number of other decisions coming out of the courts, you know, sustaining things that just simply are not sustainable. Whether you're for gay marriage or not, it's the right of the state. And we're going to see what comes out of the Supreme Court on that one, too. That's a highly volatile decision that should be made on the state level, whether you agree with it or not. Immigration law. The president said he's not an emperor, yet he puts it into effect. Our Congress cowers away and does nothing. Our Congress should be submitting articles of impeachment right now to get this guy out of there. But no, they're playing games because they're hoping that maybe they'll win the next presidential election. But by that time, Alex, 18 months down the line, our country could be destroyed. I mean, we're already on the ropes. We're already close to destruction. So what are we going to do? And that's the question that you pose and I pose. And I'm doing what I can in the courts, but the American people need to rise up, and they need to tell their representatives, ship up or ship out.
Well, they need to support FreedomWatchUSA.org. I know you didn't come on to ask for donations or support. Folks, better pray for you. No one is more aggressive and bold. Probably 60% of the good lawsuits out there are coming from you. We used to have Greg Abbott before he was governor suing the feds. He's still doing it. He's good. But, man, we need to fight this any way we can. Larry Klayman, FreedomWatchUSA.org, is our guest. I want to come back and ask him what else he's looking at, what concerns him most, and any positive news he's got for us. But the most positive thing is at least we know we're in deep trouble. We're not asleep. So we're not here trying to scare you, folks. We're here telling you the house is on fire. We have some really deviant people running the country right now.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stingray. Speaking of Stingray, Larry Klayman went to federal court, won against the NSA, one of the major cases out there. The media really hated that a few years ago. And now he's moving forward with other cases. In the 5-6 minutes we've got left, Mr. Klayman, what's the good news, A? B, what else are you most concerned about right now? Tell us about some of the other actions you're involved in. We may have lost his audio. We've had some issues with the board today. So we'll figure out what's happening with that audio and try to get him back up here in just a moment. Speaking of tyranny, this article really makes my head spin. 11-year-old boy kidnapped by CPS. Parents arrested after he played in backyard alone for 90 minutes. A couple in Florida were arrested and charged with felony neglect after their 11-year-old son was left alone in the backyard playing basketball for 90 minutes. He ought to be given a medal, but he wasn't playing video games. Furthermore, the child was taken from the parents and placed into foster care. The remarkable story was related to the website Free Range Kids, which advocates raising children to be self-reliant. Yeah, we got to get that lady back on. Rather than succumbing to the nanny state, I guess, TV coffins that they place people in now. You know, first it was 7-year-olds, and 8-year-olds, and 9-year-olds, and 10-year-olds. I mean, 11-year-old in their backyard. I mean, when I was 11, I would walk, sometimes if my parents weren't home or weren't giving me a ride, 5 miles to a pool party. You know, there were cheerleaders there, literally, or whatever. And then somebody gave me a ride back. Or sometimes I couldn't get a ride back, and I remember I'd walk because there was a railroad track that would run right into town that was quicker than taking the roads, and I could walk into a whole bunch of the neighborhoods that were there. I mean, I'd walk sometimes 6-7 miles, and then I'd be like, you know, 12, 13 years old, and then I'd call back from whoever's house I was at, and I'd say, Dad, you want to come pick me up? And he'd say, yeah, sure. Sometimes he'd say, hey, I told you I'm at a business meeting and your mom's out of town. You're going to have to just walk back. And I remember walking back sometimes. It'd be, you know, 10 at night by the time I got home. It was awesome. Railroad tracks at night, owls flying by. Because we lived out on the edge of Dallas, so it was like countryside. Now it's all skyscrapers where I grew up or big buildings, but it was countryside part of it. And, I mean, that was normal for my dad because he used to get sent places to work during the summer and apprentice at oil refinery, a steel mill, you know, different things, just to have the experience. He wasn't child labor. They would just send him to get different experiences so that he wouldn't be a moron. But instead now, oh, keep your children inside watching television all day, and if they go in the backyard and play basketball, we're going to take them. The boy found himself locked out of the family home in April after his parents became stuck in traffic. Boy, does that happen all the time. A busybody neighbor decided that this was far too dangerous and called the cops. When the parents arrived home, they were put in handcuffs, strip searched, fingerprinted, and subsequently held overnight in jail. Meanwhile, the boy and his 4-year-old brother, who was not left alone at the time, were taken into the custody of police and handed to a relative. It emerged that for 48 hours while the handover was being sorted out, the children were only fed cereal and were not encouraged to wash. Well, of course, it's the government. Why should they have to do anything? After a few weeks of not being able to see their kids, the couple discovered that the relative was caring for them, had enough, and was handing the children over to CPS, whose lawyers asked the judge to place the children in foster care. When the parents came to court, there was a back-and-forth arrangement between CPS and the lawyer and the family's legal representative that went on for hours. It was only after 11-year-old boy spoke to the judge that sanity prevailed. He went back there, spoke to the judge for about 10 minutes, and the mother told Free Range Kids. And then the judge came out and called the two lawyers to the bench and talked to them for about 10 or 15 minutes. And after that, our lawyer came to us and said, if we admitted that we didn't know that it was wrong for our son to stay in the backyard, but that we would know that it's wrong and we'll never let it happen again, that we will explain this to our son, he would let the children come with us. The parents agreed to the terms so the system wouldn't feel guilty and were allowed to take their children home a month after the incident originally occurred. And they're now taking parenting classes. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that my parents were supposed to pick me up somewhere and got in traffic or had a problem and were 30 minutes, an hour late. I mean, whoop-dee-doo. That's why we're raising a bunch of jellyfish that don't know what planet they're on. Because they don't know anything. I mean, there was a convenience store a mile and a half from the house. My mother had me walk there every week to get her something.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
I need to be out of the house.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Aura, we get much of his former strength. He cannot yet take physical form, but his spirit has lost none of its potency.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all. His gaze just as cloud, shadow, earth, and flesh.
You know of what I speak, Gandalf. A great eye. Litless, wreathed in flame. Ah, Sauron. He is gathering all evil to him. Very soon he will have summoned an army great enough to launch an assault upon Middle-earth.
You know this?
How? I have seen it.
But the land here is a dangerous tool, Saruman.
Why? Why should we fear to use it?
They are not all accounted for.
The losses he examines. We do not know who else may be watching.
The hour is later than you think.
Sauron's forces are already moving.
The Nine
have left Minas Morgul.
The
TPD
is prepared.
Disguised as riders in black.
They breach the shrine.
They will find the ring. And kill the one who carries it.
Radar.
Seriously, think that the hobbits could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can. Against the power of Mordor, there can be no victory. We must join with him, Gandalf. We must join with Sauron. It would be wise, my friend.
Tell me, friend, when did Saruman the Wise abandon reason for madness?
Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It was Christopher Lee that changed our image of Count Dracula from the German Nosferatu to the now classical Dracula in the tuxedo. He was in over 400 films, one of my favorite actors. Even in a B-movie, I had to watch it because he was in it. Incredible presence. And I kept seeing him in big movies, you know, Count Dooku, you name it, in the new Star Wars. I was like, man, how does this guy just keep going and going and going and going? Well, he's dead. And you know what? We don't get into entertainment news, but we like to celebrate interesting people. And he's dead at age 93. Christopher Lee, an actor of muscular intelligence with a staggering career, The Guardian writes, from his electrifying roles as Count Dracula to his venerable turn in Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, Christopher Lee possessed a rare grace and charm. Yeah, the globalists say humans are ugly and bad and failed. It's pure bull. Humans are amazing, and we celebrate humans that have gotten us to think and given us joy. And so, bon voyage, Christopher Lee. There you go. All these other globalists that think they're going to hang on to life forever, everybody dies. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Remember that. Yeah, James Bond villains, you name it. But I think that's one of his best roles as a Saruman. Man, I tell you, that first Lord of the Rings is such an excellent movie cinematically. It's done so well. And the new ones are just video game trash. I took my son to see the last one, and it was World of Warcraft computer program. You could see the cuts in the arms because they're like movable dolls, basically, in a computer program. You can see the segmented arms and legs in the battles. I mean, but that's because the public accepts it, and those movies make even more money. The new Marvel comic movie I went to see just to analyze it, The Avengers, the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, just they don't even try to make it good. It is just walls of crud. And I've told that's what they've done with the new movie that's coming out, Jurassic Park. So that's what's sick about it. I mean, the last Captain America had a really good message. It was really good. It was fantastical, but not unbelievable. now I was watching, because they had a, like a 10-minute thing at the beginning of another film I went to see with a sneak peek from Marvel of what's coming up, where they admitted, they had like the head of Marvel up there talking, the head of their film division, talking about how people want these new, more exciting CG films, so, you know, the next Captain America will be like that too, and it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, I like fantasy as much as the next person, but man, unwatchable. I've seen online on YouTube, some of these channels have billions of views, where people go and they play video games, and that's more interesting to watch somebody play video games. I don't really do that, but I've looked at it to understand culture, than The Last Lord of the Rings. I mean, I was watching them lazily, basically with a pre-programmed video game, play a video game. I mean, the dragon in The Desolation of Smaug was still pretty good. It was still kind of cartoonish. You know, they just get worse and worse as they go. But by the next one, the dragon looks like a Tinker Toy or something. They just don't care because the public's so dumbed down. It's going to be like television and Idiocracy soon, where your easy chair is a toilet, and you just sit there all day watching someone be kicked in the groin area over and over again. I mean, or people falling and or people getting hurt. I mean, that's all it is. It's just the most mindless trash you could ever see. I mean, you go see a movie like The Godfather. One or two, but especially one, and it's like you're there in that house. The lighting, the actors, it's so well done. It takes you there. And you've got something, the polar opposite of that now is what cinema's become. And it isn't me, some old guy who's 41 who can't handle the new cool stuff. Everyone admits they're dumbing the culture down on purpose. Peter Cushing's another amazing actor. Evacuate in a moment of triumph. I saw some movie when I was on the elliptical months ago. The elliptical at the house, not the one at the gym. Where it's like Yeti, Bigfoot in Nepal. And, you know, it's really cheesy B-movie. It looks like it's from like 1950. I forget the name of the movie, but just because it had Peter in it, you couldn't stop watching it. He just was such an interesting person. Where are those actors today? I mean, it's embarrassing. And then even if they're a decent actor, they usually have some horrible, you know, obsession with taking my guns when they have bodyguards. I mean, they're just, you know, Piers Morgan has armed bodyguards at his house. He admits it, but I can't have guns. I mean, but see, he deserves to have armed bodyguards. I don't. See, I can't afford armed bodyguards. I mean, I guess I could. Wouldn't be in the budget to send three reporters to Switzerland or to Austria or to Greece. But I'm digressing. I got two special reports I want to play. Speaking of money, we fund ourselves with high-quality products, the best pro-liberty T-shirts, ball caps, belt buckles, whole Made in America section. The Nutraceuticals, 20% off, Pro Pure Pitchers, best deal out there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Got the new upside-down American flag with the flag code under it saying, Save the Republic. And then it says on the back, Our Republic is in distress, ask me why, InfoWars.com. We have those shirts, that's the newest shirt. I came up with the concept, so I get all the blame, but it's very popular. It's a great way to wake folks up. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv. One membership is really 20 memberships. 20 people can use each username and passcode. Please keep sharing those with friends and family. More and more folks are watching every day, and we're waking them up. There's also the free streams of the daytime show at InfoWars.com/show. But the folks that are PrisonPlanet.tv members really help finance so much of what we're doing. I told you last week that Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2, or about 2 weeks ago, was set to sell out. It did sell out. We were manufacturing more at the facility, the laboratory. It got shipped in today. And it is a very small run. And then we are scrambling to try to secure and jump through all the hoops because we can get it. You just have to then go through regulatory hoops to have it transferred to you each time. That's why I told Group this time, the next time we secure some, I want to get a ton of it, like a 3-year supply. Because we got this 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago, and are just now running out. And I'm like, why didn't we order a bunch more? I mean, we could be 3-4 months, 6 months maybe? I'm not mad at anybody. It's just that this is one of our best-selling items. I love it. I use it. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. A limited run is now here if you want it. I want to share it with your friends and family. Consult a physician because when you've been deficient in iodine and your thyroid's full of all the bad halogens, it can be pretty dramatic, the changes. What I had happen was amazing. Energy, weight loss, whole nine yards. You've read the right reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. But this is serious stuff. Unlike any other iodine out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. If you want it, now's the time to get it. It'll probably sell out in a week at the rate it's there, and you will still have the original Survival Shield, and it's excellent as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I have several special reports here, one by John Bown and then one by Leanne McAdoo that I wanted to get to. Here is John Bound's latest excellent report. And then we will come back after the break.
Bilderberg, 2015. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum. You must be cautious.
People don't remember. When I came into office, the United States in world opinion ranked below China and just barely above Russia. And today, once again, the United States is the most respected country on earth. And part of that, I think, is because of the work that we did to re-engage the world and say that we want to work with you as partners with mutual interest and mutual respect.
He's just wrong, flat wrong, and delusional, which appears to have become the norm for U.S. presidents since Richard Nixon completely transformed the office into a den of iniquity. If he had seen the poll, his aides must have given it to him upside down. In February of 2014, a Gallup poll revealed that for the first time, the majority of Americans at 53% agreed that President Obama is not respected by other world leaders. Obama's aides probably shredded the 2014 BBC poll showing that the U.S. is 7th in mainly negative ratings under China, Russia, Israel, Pakistan, North Korea, and Iran at number 1. Maybe Obama is confusing corporate leaders with world leaders. He recently made the Brazilian and German leaders furious when it was revealed that they had been personally spied on.
Honestly, I have made it clear to the President of the United States that spying on friends is not acceptable at all. I said that when he was in Berlin in July and also yesterday in a telephone call. It's not just about me, but about every German citizen.
Citizens' personal data and information have been indiscriminately targeted and intercepted. Business information, oftentimes of high economic and even strategic value, have been the target of spying activity.
We're able to end two wars while still focusing on the very real threat of terrorism and to try to work with our partners on the ground in places like Iraq and Afghanistan.
What do you make of even Bloomberg reporting that basically the U.S. is working with al-Qaeda to take over Iraq? I mean, this is insane, and take over areas of Syria.
No, it was clear. This whole operation was to, it started with getting rid of Saddam and then Gaddafi in Libya. And now Assad in Syria, Yemen, now a mess, a civil war. All those governments were secular, and now we run the risk of them being replaced by these Salafist regimes, where, as you say, they not only kill Shias, other Sunni Muslims, Christians, and other minorities, but also destroy antiquities, priceless, irreplaceable World Heritage Sites.
Execute women if they get caught not wearing gloves. I mean, give me a break, man. Our government's funding people that sexually mutilate women and make them wear gloves. I mean, I'm done. I'm right. done with the scum that runs our government.
Was the airdrop of weapons and supplies to ISIS really a mistake? After all, it's always been the ultimate goal of the United States and its allies to put boots on the ground in Syria and to remove al-Assad from power. The mistaken airdrop could be used as an excuse to send in U.S. ground forces. But wait a minute. Why on earth would the U.S. government purposely give ISIS terrorists weapons? I mean, these are the same Muslim extremists who are going around beheading journalists and executing Christians right now. Do you mean to tell me the U.S. government is so corrupt, that they're so evil, that they would actually do something like that? Oh, yes, yes they would. And the evidence is overwhelming. In fact, the palette of weapons that has supposedly ended up in the wrong hands, what's really insignificant compared to the total ISIS arsenal. Not only does ISIS have in their possession tons of weaponry taken from the retreating Iraqi forces, but the terrorist army now has long-range artillery and thousands of automatic weapons, courtesy of the good old USA. Here's John McCain standing next to a known...
That's right, standing with the leaders. It's a longer report. There's about 6 minutes left. It's the delusions of King Obama. We're going to repost it to Infowars.com. And we're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. We want to see the full report. And when we come back, we're going to hit some other top stories I've not gotten to yet. I don't know if we'll have time to do Leanne's report. I wanted to, but it was on the nightly news last night. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
I I want to play Leanne McAdoo's report on laser weapons in the U.S. military. And I want to get to an excellent report Kit Daniels did in Overdrive dealing with the Bilderberg cooking up the oil crisis that Jim Tucker documented. So we'll do that. I have one other piece of news we'll hit in the next segment. But here is Leanne McAdoo's report. Then Homeland Security secretly videotaping citizens to predict pre-crime.
Not being satisfied with laser weapons that are both invisible and silent, companies like Boeing have announced that they're going to be taking their laser weapons to the next level. Previously, operators have had to pay close attention to know exactly when they've been firing these silent but deadly weapons. Now, their lasers will be equipped with Star Trek and Star Wars sound effects. So next time Boeing's high-energy laser mobile demonstrator shoots down a drone mid-flight, it's going to sound exactly like Han Solo's blaster. But that isn't all that science fiction has influenced. In addition to cell phones and ion propulsion and handheld devices, Star Trek and Star Wars have also influenced futurists like Ray Kurzweil. Kurzweil is once again repeating his prediction that humans will meld with computers in the future. But instead of 2045, Kurzweil is now suggesting cyborgs will be a reality by the 2030s. The director of engineering at Google said that people will soon be able to connect their brains directly to the cloud and augment their existing intelligence with thousands of computers. Thanks to DNA nanobots making the connection, our thinking will become a hybrid of biological and non-biological thinking. Kurzweil adds that by the early 2040s, people will be more like machines than they will be human. And he even suggests that we'll be able to back up our brains like a hard drive. But guess what? Star Trek already conquered this territory in the 90s.
I am the Borg.
The cyborg represents the dark side of humanity. What happens when technology falls into the wrong hands and is used to dehumanize us? The Star Trek Borgs became one with their technology. It stripped them of their humanity and their individuality. They became like zombies in a metal shell. They were now part of a collective network on a vast computer system controlled telepathically by this mysterious Borg queen. Kind of makes you think there's a possibility something could be telepathically controlling us if we ever were to upload our brains to the cloud, as Kurzweil suggests.
Assimilate this.
And even though we hear the word singularity by 2045, the fact is man merging with machine has already happened. Professor Kevin Warwick is head of the Cybernetics and Robotics Department at Reading University in the UK. In 1998, he was able to connect his nervous system to the internet via a chip implanted in his arm. He then used the web to allow him to control a robotic arm. And that was in the 90s. And he, like Kurzweil and other transhumanists, give this ominous warning that by not upgrading, we would be considered subspecies in the future. And surprise, surprise, artificial intelligence is one of the topics up for discussion at this year's Bilderberg Conference. Former DARPA director and now Google exec Regina Dugan will be in attendance. Dugan is helping to develop and promote the idea of an ingestible identification microchip. Yeah, absolutely not worrisome at all that Google is now hiring military leadership. Users would swallow a chip in pill form every day in order to obtain the superpower of having their entire body act as a biological password for cell phones, cars, doors, and other devices. But I'm sure it means absolutely nothing that artificial intelligence will be discussed this week at a top secret meeting of the world's power brokers, when people like Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking have warned that artificial intelligence has the potential to destroy humanity if it falls in the wrong hands.
I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
We're going into Overdrive. God bless you all. Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. Obama has ordered the biggest airplane for Air Force One ever made, but he wants to restrict everybody else's air travel with carbon taxes. GCN. Tell you about that coming up, too.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.